I'm Jim Stevenson. Welcome to The Game Room. Golf takes a long time to play and watch. It's perhaps one reason the sport is losing some popularity among younger demographics. But now the European Tour is trying to
speed things up.
The inaugural Golf Sixes was played this past weekend just north of London at the Centurion Club in St. Albans. As the name implies, it's a team match play tournament on a specially designed six-hole course. European Tour CEO Keith Pelley.
There's no doubt the players embraced it. They engaged with the fans like never before. And there's no doubt we're on to something special.
16 two-man teams from 16 different countries competed. Four round-robin groups playing three matches each opened Saturday. The top two teams from each of the four groups reached the knockout matches on Sunday. Thorbjørn Olsen and Lukas Bjerregaard of Denmark topped the Australian duo of Sam Brazel and Scott Hend. Olsen enjoyed his short matches.
Well, I've had great partners. Søren Kjeldsen, very good. And Lukas has played really well these 2 days. I've hit a couple of loose shots, especially this afternoon. But luckily enough, Lukas hit some great ones, and I had a couple of good putts where I needed to, and that's always important.
Hend thought the younger crowds were great.
Oh, they're awesome. It's great. I mean, it's a great week. It's a great week for everybody out there. The kids are fantastic. It's great to see so many kids out here, you know, kicking around, sliding down the hills, having fun on the golf course. That's what it's all about.
Among some of the bigger names fans saw were Bradley Dredge of Wales, Alexander Levy of France, and Thailand's Tongchai Jaidi. Meanwhile, Denmark's Lukas Bjerregaard is celebrating early in his career.
Champagne was a good start. Not sure what's gonna happen now, but first European Tour for me. I'm definitely counting it.
The clay season continues in tennis as Novak Djokovic of Serbia has dumped his team coming into the Madrid Open. As he defends his title, the former world number one is getting used to conditions a little different from other venues.
There is a little bit of an altitude here in Madrid, which kind of takes away a little bit of a control in the game. The ball flies through the air very quick. It takes a few days to really get into it.
Andy Murray of Britain is the top seed. He's into the third round as he adjusts to clay.
The movement isn't as natural on this surface for me as it is on the hard course and the grass course, so it takes me time, and I need to work on that each year when I come back onto it a lot before I feel comfortable doing it. Once, you know, the last couple of years, once I've got that part of my game right, then I feel like clay does actually suit my game well.
Both are hoping for a bit of resurgence in their play, no doubt inspired by the early season successes of Roger Federer of Switzerland and Rafael Nadal of Spain.
Play ball.
In 1971, 24 years after Jackie Robinson broke the color barrier by becoming the first African-American baseball player, the Pittsburgh Pirates made history by fielding the first all-minority team. The Pirates continue to break ground for Major League Baseball, now by looking beyond different borders to find new talent for America's pastime.
Gifton Gopé is coming in on the double switch.
This is what you've been working hard for all these years, and this is what you've dreamt for since you were a little kid.
That's 27-year-old South African Gifton Gopé. The dream of making his first Major League Baseball appearance came true with the Pittsburgh Pirates on April 26th.
My heartbeat was very hard, and it felt like it was beating a little bit out of my chest.
Up against pitcher John Lester of the Chicago Cubs World Series championship team, and Gopé did more than just step onto the plate. He reached first base on a well-placed hit.
And a ground single into center field for Gifton Gopé.
Entering the history books as the first Major League Baseball player born on the African continent, competing in a sport unfamiliar to many in South Africa.
Baseball is not very popular because we compete against three other sports, cricket, rugby, and soccer. So, you know, the youth development for baseball is not going to be as strong.
But Gifton Gopé was born to baseball, literally. His mother worked for the South African Randburg Mets baseball club, and the family lived in a small apartment near the field.
I rolled out of bed and I was on first base, and that's how it was for me. I started playing baseball at the age of three. I was throwing the ball against the wall, and the coach called me over and he was like, "Hey, you got a pretty good arm. Why don't you join the team?"
At age 18, Ngope caught the eye of the Pittsburgh Pirates, who offered him a contract that brought him into the organization's minor league system, where he formed a friendship with fellow teammate Josh Bell.
Having the courage to make that first step, say, "Hey, I'm coming over to the States. I'm going to try to learn this game as best I can." That's incredible.
While Ngope is the first from Africa, he isn't alone. Just before his debut, the Pirates called up Ngope's minor league teammate, Lithuanian-born pitcher Dovydas Neverauskas from the Indianapolis Indians, prepping him to take on the Chicago Cubs.
Dovydas Neverauskas making his major league debut, the 24-year-old from Lithuania.
Got there during the game, and I got to pitch in the game at the same time, so it was like, didn't really had time to think once I got to the field.
Now the first Lithuanian Major League Baseball player, Neverauskas understands the importance of his own historic moment.
Because if I do good, team's going to see there's some potential of, Lithuanian. Maybe send some people to look more, for more players.
Neverauskas' pitch right down the middle.
His time with the Pirates lasted just one game. Neverauskas now waits for another chance in the minor leagues. Josh Bell of the Pirates.
It's tough knowing that as you play today, there's another player and every organization trying to take your spot. I guess it makes it a little bit easier for us to just focus on winning and focus on the now. And I feel like Gift is a perfect example of that.
Gift Ngope remains with the Pirates for now and is exceeding even his own expectations.
It's been unbelievable for me. The story just keeps on growing bigger.
While Gift writes the next chapter, his younger brother Victor hopes to have his own storybook career. The 19-year-old is following in his brother's footsteps, also securing a contract with the Pittsburgh Pirates, and plays on a minor league team in Florida, where he prepares for his chance to make it to baseball's biggest stage. The Game Room opens with new stories each week, or play anytime on voanews.com.